We go back now to that story about the fracking, the protest taking place outside the drilling company in the Chesterfield area. You'll have heard about it on the news with Natalie Wright. And our reporter Dan Green is out there now. Dan, can you describe what's happening and why it's happening today in Chesterfield?
Yeah, good morning, Ronnie. This is PR Marriott, just outside Clay Cross near Chesterfield. About 20 protesters here with banners and placards, probably matched actually by the number of police here. And quite a peaceful protest, certainly at the moment. I can see two young men bound to the gate, not chained, but bound together in some way through that front main gate to stop that from opening and to try to stop people getting in to this company. Some of the protesters with their faces covered with gas masks on and stuff like that and holding placards. Emma Cook is one of the protesters and she joins me now. Just give us some clarity, Emma. Ronnie was asking there, why Chesterfield and why this company? Because this company are not the company that you're targeting, really.
No, this company is doing some work to maintain and refurbish a drill rig that's owned by Quadrilla Resources, and they're the company that have been they're the only company that have fracked so far in this country. They were the ones that were responsible for the earthquakes that happened in Lancashire last year. And the drill rig's been up there for quite a long time. They've got several sites up there. We can only assume that they brought the drill rig down here to maintain it, to refurbish it, to get it ready, because we know that they have plans to frack other sites in Lancashire and they're hoping to start again in July.
And some of the protesters have just been showing me, you can actually see the drill rig that we're talking about.
Yeah, it's enormous. And this is the drill rig that the last time I saw this was in Banks in Lancashire, sat in a cabbage field, looking completely out of place. And yeah, it's had a massive effect on the people who live there. There's massive opposition to it locally. There are two local groups, Reef and RAF, either side of the Ribble estuary, and they're really concerned about what's happening to their environment. Quadrilla have plans to have 800 wells across the whole of Lancashire, and you can imagine that's going to lead to wholesale industrialisation of a landscape that at the moment is used for growing crops and food.
There's been a big debate about this in the media and in environmental circles. I suppose the question for us this morning, as we stand here on an industrial estate outside Chesterfield, is whether this protest is really going to get the message out there that you want to get out there.
I think it's really important, and it's come at a timely, it's very timely at the moment. Earlier this year, DEC, which is the Department for the Environment and Climate Change, commissioned a sort of public inquiry into their report into the seismology of what was going on with fracking. What we're really concerned about is that nobody is addressing the issue of water use, water pollution and air pollution. And there's overwhelming evidence from the states where this has been going on for a really long time that all wells eventually leak. We can never be sure about the integrity of a borehole once there's been some seismic activity. In fact, the borehole in Lancashire, where the earthquake was happened last year, actually it changed the shape of the borehole from round to oval. Now, if it's doing that to concrete and steel, you've got to question about whether or not there's going to be problems with cross-migration. They're injecting at very high pressure water and chemicals, and they don't have to tell us which chemicals they are. Possibly Quadrilla would do it all right and it would be fine, but this is laying away open the way for other companies to come in, and we're going to see what's basically wholesale ecocide.
Okay, well, that's what one of the protesters thinks. We've also got with us Inspector Glenn Hoggard from Derbyshire Police. As I say, big police presence here this morning, Ronnie. Glenn, what is the issue here for you? I mean, as I stand here, as I say, I can see two men bound to the gate. Surely you should be doing something about this, shouldn't you?
Well, to put a context to this, we were called this morning at around 5:20 a.m. by staff at the firm here. Taking place, it's pretty clear that the protesters are not blocking access to any other site other than the one in question. And what we what we're doing at the moment now is outside this Bit Lane site at Danesmore, is making sure that we facilitate a lawful protest, whilst also making sure that the other people who are obviously driving past, as you can see, are safe and the protesters are safe. So all I can say at the moment is obviously it's an ongoing incident, and certainly the police will remain here until the protest is over.
Don't you have some responsibility to this company that is being blockaded, though, if those members of staff can't get in?
Well, again, what this is about is people, two persons in terms of having an opinion. There's obviously the protesters and equally there are members of people who are working on this site. And what we want to do is to reach a resolution to this situation. And by doing that, hopefully then, you know, the opinions will be expressed and the business then can continue.
Emma, just one word quickly from you. How long is this going to go on?
As long as we can. We're not going to stop. We're not going away. We need to get this message out to people that this is really dangerous. We need to be looking at this for our children's future. This planet doesn't belong to us. We're only taking care of it for them.
That's the message from the protesters, Ronnie. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks very much indeed, Dan Green. We did ask, we did speak to the company where the protest taking place, the PR Marriott Drilling Limited, who've been drilling in the UK for 60 years. The company's described on its website as the main contracting partners of Quadrilla, a UK exploration company based in Staffordshire. We asked them to talk to us on our radio. Our offer was declined. You're listening to BBC.